you could, for once, have anything in the world that you wanted, and as much of it as you wanted, that would be a dream come true, wouldn't it? Imagine that you're one of the lucky ones to win just such a treat, a chance to indulge yourself to your heart's content, to wallow in whatever your particular passion might be, where anything goes, and the more the merrier. If that sounds good to you, then I invite you to join us in a moment for a bacchanalia that would make Bacchus himself turn green with envy. As Crisis brings you a slightly unusual tale, a study in amusement of a most unusual sort, in a story we call The Last Resort, Act One, in just a moment.
Pay a little attention to me, but oh no. Even on our vacation, you have to ogle the chickie.
Jane, will you can it? Or am I gonna have
hey,
to...
Hey, pardon me, folks, but I noticed you were on the same plane. You wouldn't by any chance be carrying one of these invitations, would you?
Let's see. Yeah. You a prize winner, too, huh?
Yeah, you sure am. Frank Curtis, Playtime Tots.
Oh, Charlie Grant, Amalgamated Pulp.
Well, glad to know you, Charlie. Just a little woman.
Oh, yeah. It's my wife, Jane. This is Frank,
Curtis. Hiya, Gene. Going to keep an eye on the old man, huh?
You said it.
You know anything about this resort we're going to?
Well, it's supposed to be the greatest.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I understand they got something for everyone. You know what I mean?
I know what he means.
Just can it, Gene.
All it has to have is wall-to-wall women. Give Charlie wall-to-wall women and he wouldn't notice if his hair was on fire.
Oh, baby, you ain't going to be disappointed. You know what I hear? They tell me they have some way of finding out what your personal thing is, and they give it to you. I mean, for some people, it's booze, or gambling, or food, or back rubs,
it
you know, whatever.
Much deeper than that, you know.
Huh?
Couldn't help hearing what you were saying. The real beauty of this place is you may indulge yourself utterly. Do you realize what I mean?
I don't know.
What does our hectic pace of life permit? The merest sip of lies, tantalizing pleasures, and just a whiff of sensuality, and only a fleeting glance at the exotic, the bizarre, the forbidden. But our host is a connoisseur of quantity as well as quality.
You know the guy, then?
Quite intimately.
Well, that's great. Maybe you could tell us more about this thing.
All right, everybody, the buses are loading. All right, the buses are loading.
Well, look us up when we get to the place. My name's Curtis, with Playtime Tots.
Yeah, I don't think Bascom heard you. He's gone in the crowd. What a fat slob. I don't like him.
Come on, the line's moving. Let's head for the bus.
This is more like it, huh, Charlie? Hey, Charlie boy, the water's wonderful. But don't dilute your drink.
Yeah. Will you look at the chickies?
Hey, your wife wasn't putting it on then.
She's the most jealous wench in the world.
Oh, can't imagine why.
Huh?
Okay, no offense, pal. You dig the chickies, I like the galloping dominoes. Here you can do your own thing.
You're a gambler, huh?
Compulsive.
You, bring your wife along?
Hey, who said anything about a wife?
No, I just thought...
No serious gambler should be married. It could distract you.
You're that serious about it?
Friend, I will bet on anything.
Really? On anything?
Okay. Your wife, what's her name, Jean?
Yeah.
All right, how long have you been married to her?
Forever and 3 weeks.
No, no, really. Has it been a long time?
Well, 6, 7 years, somewhere in there.
All right, you know her pretty well?
Like a limp, like a blister.
Okay, she's no beauty queen. But I mean, you can predict her reactions pretty good, huh? Like, suppose she suddenly stopped being jealous of you. Suppose she turned you loose to do anything you wanted to at this little dude ranch.
You're talking the impossible. She watches me like a hawk watches a mouse.
Oh? Well, friend, I got $100 that says in 24 hours, she won't even ask where you are.
You serious? Because I'll take that bet.
Have I got a bet?
You got a bet. You'll never get that bloodhound off my trail. Uh-uh. No way.
Oh, wait and see, Charlie, my boy. Wait and see.
Ooh, will you look at that white bikini over there?
Well, I can't understand this. Who owns this place, anyway?
Who cares? The important thing is having a good time, right? Time and tide wait for a new man.
He's got atrocious taste, if you ask me.
Huh?
You don't put tan and red together. Look at those awful red drapes and tan walls. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Whoever he is, he needs a new decorator.
Hey, Jeannie. I don't know what's keeping your old man, but there's no law against having one dance, is there?
No. No, not at all.
Shame to waste this music.
Charlie's no dancer either. My Lord, the last time he took me dancing, he was almost thrown out of the place for pinching some...
we meet again. Good evening, my dear. Good evening to you, sir. Excuse me, I thought you two were both with someone else.
Oh, really? Who's keeping track?
Well said, sir. Well said, indeed. Very funny. I'm afraid at our last meeting I failed to introduce myself. I, sir, am Withers Bascom.
Withers Bascom?
Well, I've heard of you. You're a famous lawyer or something, aren't you?
I certainly am. However, you need not genuflect, my dear. You will find this place is overflowing with the prominent. You see the white-haired gentleman over there?
Yes.
Wait until he turns around.
Who is he?
You'll recognize him immediately.
He's turning around.
Oh, it's, I know that face. I swear I've seen him somewhere. Was it on TV?
Surely you jest. He's one of the top men in the syndicate.
Say, who really runs this operation, Fascom? You said you know him.
Intimately. The prince of the men. And one of the most modest, retiring people who ever lived. All this, all that you see here, he has provided for the pleasure of the haggard, world-weary plodders who never dare to dream that such a fascinating...
Yeah, but who is he? What's his name?
He has such lovely taste in decorating.
Oh, you'll meet him. Lou drops in on his guests from time to time to provide anything that may be missing to make their stays perfect.
Oh, is he here tonight?
Of course. Oh, he'll come by your table sometime tonight and say hello. Oh, I must dash.
Hey, wait a minute. You say his name is Lou?
To his friends, yes. And he has very few enemies.
Well, we'll keep a lookout for him.
Now, I'm afraid I've interrupted your dance long enough. See you later, lovers.
Lovers?
Very perceptible cream puff.
Ugh, he makes my flesh crawl.
Not on your back.
What?
Well, it isn't crawling that I can feel. Am I holding you too close?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you dance like an angel.
Really, Mr. Curtis?
Hey, my name is Frank, remember?
Do you really have to go, Charlie?
Look, I'm already an hour late for the dance. I gotta show up pretty soon, or my wife will have the whole resort turned upside down.
Oh, Charlie, just as we were getting to know each other.
I know, honey. But say, if my friend Frank is right, in about 12 more hours, she won't care where I am.
Then we can go swimming together again?
Oh, you bet. And you just be sure to wear that white bikini. Listen, I'll see you later, okay?
Well, okay, Charlie.
I don't want this dance ever to end.
I tell you, I never felt this way before, Jean.
Neither did I. But what'll I tell Charlie?
Tell him nothing. The rotten guy is just a heel anyway, chasing after anything in skirts. You know, I don't know how he could be neglecting such a beautiful and loving woman.
Oh, Frank.
Oh, excuse me.
Huh?
Having a good time, folks.
Oh, you must be...
Hey, you're Lou, right?
Right. I hated to interrupt, but I wanted to welcome you to our little place and sort of make you feel at home. I don't want to butt in.
Oh, we were just asking someone about you a few minutes ago. The big fat... Well, he's an obese sort of man.
You must mean Withers Bascom. Yes, he and I are old friends.
Hey, tell me something, Lou. Is it true that you do research on all your guests so you know exactly how to please them?
Well, I see one of my trade secrets is leaked out, eh? Yes, we do try to fit the amusement to the guest. It's a little philosophy of mine. Life cheats us of so many pleasures. Why not have some place where you can do whatever you want? Well, that's our, you might say, format.
Oh, how does it work?
Well, take your own case. Jean. Lonely and lacking love. What do you have at the moment? An exciting and promising affair in the making. Am I right? And Frank, your passion is gambling. I can promise you that while you're here, you will do nothing but win, win, win.
Wow, that's incredible.
Hey, what about Charlie?
Eh?
My husband, Charlie. What about his passion?
Let me ask you this. Do you really care anymore?
Huh? No. No, I don't. I don't care if I never see Charlie Grant again as long as I live.
You see, folks, everyone wins.
Hey, Charlie, over here by the roulette wheel.
Oh, hi, Frank. Hey, Frank, have you seen my wife? I don't want her to catch me with my friend here. Oh, honey, this is Frank.
Hey, meet you.
Hey, relax, Charlie. Just pay me the $100 you owe me and you're home free.
What do you mean?
A little bet, remember? I bet you that in 24 hours, Gene wouldn't care where you are or who you're with, right?
Yeah, but what...
Hey, look, here she comes.
Oops, beat it, Chickie. I'll take you later, huh?
You look like a little boy caught in the cookie jar, Charlie.
Yeah, well, hello, Gene. Jeannie, I'm sorry about last night. I never meant not to show up at the dance.
Oh, perfectly all right, Charlie. I know you were detained by some urgent business elsewhere. And Frank was gallant enough to show me a very good time.
Huh? Oh. Oh, I get it.
No, I don't think you do, Charlie.
See you around, Charlie. Oh, Frankie, you did tell him, didn't you?
Well, actually, I didn't get a chance to. Charlie...
No, I'll tell him. Charlie, you know how all these years of our marriage you've been slipping around with first this girl and then that one? Your secretary, your friend's secretaries? Hmm? Well, you won't have to slip around anymore.
Well, Gene,
You can do whatever you want with whomever you want. Because when we get back to Coos Bay, I'm going to file for divorce and marry Frank.
What?
Gene!
And effective right now, today, this minute, you can go play fun and games with little Miss White Bikini or whoever you want. And you won't hear one peep out of me. Because I couldn't care less. Do you read me, Charlie?
Jeannie, my dear... We never discussed anything like getting married.
Oh, we discussed a lot of things like getting married. You just never got around to saying the words. But never mind, Frank. I accept. Do you still read me, Charlie? You're free.
I read you. I read you. I don't believe it, but I read you. Do you read her, Frank? You terrific old wife stealer? Remind me to punch you in the nose someday in a year or two.
Hey, listen, Charlie. I never intended... I mean, all I wanted was to win my bet. Here, you can have your $100 back.
Are you kidding? Keep the $100. And keep Gene. Oh, and if you need a best man, look me up.
Charlie? Hey, Charlie.
Huh? Who is it?
It's Frank, Charlie.
Oh. Hi, Frank. Excuse me, I can't move.
Oh, sunburn?
Not exactly. I never get outside until about 3 in the afternoon. Frank, I'm not the man I used to be. I can't take this nightlife much more. It's killing me.
But you're doing what you said you wanted.
I know. A different dolly every night, the dancing, the partying, the whole shot. But you know, I don't think I can last out the whole 2-week vacation. In fact, I'm pretty sure my liver has already gone back to Coos Bay. How's Jean?
She's attentive.
Yeah, I'll bet she's so flattered by your attention, she's kind of like a schoolgirl again, huh?
Oh, that's a good description, Charlie. She acts like some giddy teenager with a crush. Man, she's strange.
Well, yeah, but in her own way.
Hey, no offense.
Oh, no, of course not. Hey, how's it gambling?
Weird, Charlie, weird. This guy Lou has got it rigged somehow that I always win. Always. No matter what I'm playing. Blackjack, faro, stud, even a wheel. I cannot lose.
Yeah, I'll bet you're popular with the other players.
No, I haven't heard anyone really bad except the house. And they just keep laying out the dough. You know, we've been here 12 days, and I must have won $600,000. Man, there's no challenge to it anymore.
Gee, I really feel bad for you.
Here, you want some money? Take what you want. Yeah, take it all. There's more where that came from. Anyway, I'm going to try something new this afternoon. I'm going to try and lose.
Yeah?
Well, if I lose, there'll be that old thrill. You know, the old challenge to get in there and beat the odds. Right now, the odds are 100-1 in my favor.
You know something? I'm beginning to feel the same way. I mean, this place is crawling with beautiful girls. You know, I could walk up to any one of them, snap my fingers, they follow me just like I was some Italian movie star. You know, Frank, I'd like just for once some gal to tell me to drop dead. Then I'd really chase her.
Well, it's all part of the program here, you understand. I mean, everyone here gets his wish and keeps getting it over and over. See, that's the flaw. Like the fat guy.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name? Rodney Broadtail.
Withers Bascom.
Right.
Yeah, I found out he's queer for peanut butter. Now, he's had so much of this stuff, he gets sick when he sees a Peanuts comic strip.
Yeah, well, anyway, when you leave and go back home, you can take all that dough you won. I can go back and enjoy my freedom, I guess. Frank, does Jean ever mention me much anymore?
Huh? Well, actually, no. I sometimes wish she would, but she doesn't. All she does is hang around my neck like a big, soft albatross.
Are you talking about me?
Oh, hello, Bascom. No.
All I heard were the words, big and soft. I am a changed man, gentlemen. Directly I get back home, I am going on a rigid diet. No more self-indulgence for Withers Bascom.
Oh, you too? Charlie and I were just trading disenchantments ourselves.
I can't find anything to eat that isn't fattening. Lou's chef must have been one of the old school when calories didn't count.
Yeah, I bet he majored in cholesterol.
So why don't you just quit eating for a couple days, Bascom?
It's the thing. I'm desperately hungry all the time. Ravenous.
Hey, look, now, what are we doing beefing to each other? What we ought to do is go find Big Lou and lay it on him.
Hey, you know, you're right.
What do you say, Bascom?
I think Lou would be agreeable.
Okay, come on then. You can tell him to stop meddling with your metabolism.
Yeah. Come on, Bascom.
I'd really love to, gentlemen, but I'm starving. I've got to have a bite to eat.
Come in. Well, Mr. Curtis and Mr. Grant, how are your passions today? Have you been able to satisfy your lust for a little libido, Mr. Grant? And Mr. Curtis, we have fresh shipments of currency on their way, all ready for you to acquire in our little games. Is there anything else now?
Yeah, you're darned right there is. Look, Lou, you got a great gimmick, finding out people's weaknesses and then letting them live like there's no tomorrow. But you know something? It gets kind of old after a while.
Yeah, what Charlie's saying is, you can get too much of a good thing.
Or a bad thing.
Huh?
At my resort, gentlemen, my guests can be as bad as they have always wanted to be, but cannot be outside. Society won't let you philander on your wife outside, Charlie. But here you have a veritable smorgasbord of pulchritude. Am I right?
It's killing me.
And Frank, on the outside, the laws of probability would never permit you to win as you win in here. But we have repealed such laws. It's a paradise, a garden of Eden.
Oh, no, you gotta change it, Lou. Let me lose now and then.
Let the girls leave me alone, Lou. Let my wife care about me again and be jealous.
But then you'd have it just as it was on the outside.
Yeah. Well, 2 weeks in this place has made me appreciate the outside. Look, I want Jean back again.
Charlie, take her. Take her with my blessings. She's already jealous of me now.
Excuse me, Lou. Pardon me. I have a message for Mr. Curtis from Jean. To quote her, "Where is that girl chasing good for nothing?"
That's my old Jean.
Yeah, now my old Jean.
And now, gentlemen, if you'll excuse me, a new group of guests is arriving any minute, and
hey, wait a minute. Not so fast. What about our complaints?
Listen, if I ran my business the way you run yours...
But I know how you ran your business, Frank. You go over your sales quotas by juggling orders and bribing clients. Marvelous! And Charlie, if your pulp company only knew that among the secretaries, you were considered a walking fringe benefit. But that's all over now, of course.
That's right. So help me, I'll never cheat playtime out of another dime.
If Gene will take me back, I'll be Mr. Stay-at-home.
And I shall set a permanent camp at Weight Watchers.
Afraid not, gentlemen. Afraid not. You're here because you wanted to be here.
And you know what it turned out to be, Big Lou? Your fancy paradise resort is just plain hell.
I knew you'd get it right eventually.
Lou, what are you saying?
I'm saying that your silly plane crashed into a mountain, and I got you.
What?
As permanent guests. Well, I've got to run. A bunch of Venezuelans are coming in from a sunken ferry boat.
But what about us?
Yes. Yes, Lou. Good heavens.
Don't ever let me hear you use that word again, you disgusting fat slob. Back to your gorging. Frank, the gaming tables are waiting. Charlie, don't disappoint the hot-eyed Amazon.
Lou, come back.
And don't call me Lou. The name is Lucifer.
The Last Resort was written and directed by yours truly, Jim French, and featured Jack Morton, John Amendola, Douglas Young, Pat French, Duncan McLean, and Jan Darcy. Join us next time for another tale of suspense on Crisis.